Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Peter told his hearers that faith in Jesus was the key to the miracle they had just witnessed. I read from Acts 3:16, the New American Standard Bible. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthen this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. Principle: the Jesus who forgives sin is the same one who heals. The Bible makes it clear that forgiveness of sins and physical healing are linked. When Jesus was being interrogated by Jewish leaders for having the audacity to declare that a man's sins were forgiven, he asked the crowd, "Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk, but so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins?" Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, pick up your bed, and go home." And he got up and went home. But when the crowd saw this, they were awestruck and glorified God who had given such authority to men. Matthew 9:5-8, the New American Standard Bible. Rather than accept the challenge to provide the Holy Spirit with an opportunity to demonstrate Jesus' power to forgive sins by offering to pray for the sick, many sharers of the gospel theologically choose to divorce his authority to forgive sins from his power to provide physical healing, something the Bible does not do. Is this because we're afraid he will not heal? Jesus understood that to us, physical healing seems more difficult, which is why he still uses it to convince people of the truth of the gospel. The Jesus who forgives is the same one who heals. I conclude by reading Isaiah 53:5 from the New American Standard Bible. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed.